So the second thing that I want to do to kind of prepare you for the actual building process is to learn the lingo, the jargon, the keywords. So let's run some keywords and bits of jargon just to kind of explain around the topic a bit. Now, again, remember, you are relying entirely on the AI. You are learning on the job. The AI is just going to be telling you to do things, click buttons, paste bits of text. You're not going to need to understand any of this, but obviously it's a bit helpful to kind of know a little bit around the topic. So with all that being said, let's look at what we're actually going to be doing. So you are going to be building simple 2 to 4 page web apps, browser-based applications. There will be a nav menu at the top where people can click around and go through the different pages. Very broadly, the pages are going to progress like step 1, step 2, step 3. They're going to lead the user through a process which will in the end give them some output that they want, and that output is what we're going to be claiming our software does. It lets you put X in and get Y out. Okay, so generally you're going to start by asking the software is going to start by asking the user to enter something into a text box. Then what they enter will be processed by some backend API, and then after a few seconds or minutes it's going to be returned to the user, and then you may let them choose one of the different outputs. You may take that output and process it again. You may instantly chain it into another API to, you know, spin it in some way or do something else with it. But that is basically the kind of process. And what you're going to be doing is you're going to be directing, architecting, commanding the AI what to code. You are going to be either pasting in screenshots of what you want, and ideally you are going to learn a little bit of the lingo. So you're going to be able to say, I want there to be a table with 5 columns. The top column says X, the next column says Y. On the right, there's a button. Clicking that button will send this part of the data off to the API and do X, Y, Z. Now, you know, I'll go through all of this with you in just a second, okay? It's not something that's going to be difficult for you to do. And of course, this is something that you are going to learn as you go through this, okay? So you're not going to break anything. There's going to be nothing catastrophic that happens here. We are just copying and pasting things. When things go wrong, we ask the AI what happened. The AI will tell us. It's very patient. It's very good at explaining complex things to non-technical people. But it is kind of going to be a bit of a learning curve as we go through this. So it's going to be something that's going to come with time as you get more familiar, as you watch the rest of my videos, as you see some of the demos, as you continue to talk to the AIs and get educated, okay? So what I'm going to do below this video is I'm going to give you a prompt which is going to let you learn about some of the UX elements, the UI elements, the user experience and user interface elements that you will see on a typical software tool. I'm going to give you a prompt that you can paste in to ChatGPT, and it's going to give you some Google search terms that you can go and run and start to understand, you know, what's going on. And the other thing that you can do is if you've got a software tool that you own, which if you're watching this, I'm almost certain you've got like a dozen software tools that you own, then you can take a screenshot of that and go over to ChatGPT.com or Claude.ai, paste in the screenshot and say, what is this? What am I looking at? It's a software, but tell me, you know, what are the different parts of this? And the software, GPT, Claude will explain in detail what each of the components are, and you'll start to understand how they all work. So, you know, this idea of learning the lingo, the jargon, the keywords, it's something that will come with time, but for now, do run that prompt that I'm going to give you here. And also go and find a software tool that you own, paste in a screenshot into GPT or into Claude, ask it what on earth is going on, what's that big headline at the top, what's the nav bar about, describe the elements, what's, you know, the text field, the table, what, like, how is this coded, what's going on, and it will explain it to you, and very, very quickly you will have more than sufficient knowledge to start to understand all of this and to ask the, you know, the AI coders to go and code the same type of thing for yourself. But just be aware, we are going to learn a little bit of lingo, a little bit of jargon as we go through this. The AIs are there to help you. Of course, my training is there to help you. But it's good to do a bit of this preparation now before we get started, just so you go into the mix and with a little bit of kind of understanding, okay? So thanks, that covers it for this video. Please do run that prompt and ask the one your favorite language model about, pasting a screenshot from one of your software tools and ask it what's going on and start to learn. And then once we start to build the tools, which you're about to do, everything will be slightly easier. So thanks, and I'll see you in the next video.